I hear a lot of business owners complaining about their competitors. They say, I can't offer products as cheaply as them, or man, it just seems like they're always competing deceptively, ruining my customers. This is Robert Scrobe with Business Nation Radio, and you know what? In spite of everything that competitors seem to do, lying, cheating, taking our employees, taking our customers, you know what? They help you and me get better. Yes, they do. I know it's irritating. My daughter even told me, she is 13 years old, and she was taking this thing in her school where they run and play capture the flag, or they do some such thing, maybe football. They have little activities that they do there at her school during physical education. And she said, you know, I run faster when there's somebody running against me. And, you know, what I do is, you know, I'll size up the other kids and that are in my class. And there's really only, you know, maybe two or three that can really keep up with me. But when they run against me, I run so much faster than when I'm running by myself. And that is true, folks. Here in business, we run faster when there's somebody to run against. I actually find that I make more money, generate more customers, and really overall succeed more when I have competitors to go up against. It's like a little guide to give me, you know, a kind of a gist of where I am and a sense of how far I've come in competing in order to generate new customers. And that's what you do as well. I know it's a pain to have all them competitors. It's irritating to have people going up against all the time. And you know what? A lot of those competitors are using ruthless, deceptive, and unfair practices to compete against. I know how hard it is to compete against liars, people who will lie about you, and they'll lie about what they can do, and they'll lie to the customer about what they can expect, and then they'll keep customers away from you. Heck, I was in the mortgage business for a number of years. I've seen it. I've seen the deceptive tactics. And you know what? They help us all become better and run better. Because when you're competing against liars with the truth, you have to be better. You have to learn how to present your messages better. You have to learn how to go do niche marketing, things that help you get a larger margin for your customers, things that help you make more money because you're using specialty marketing tactics to compete. And you know what? You run faster. And that's what we hear about on Business Nation Radio. Coming up on today's program, we have a couple of great guests. Chris Brogan, president of New Marketing Labs. We're going to talk about social media, things that you can do on the web in order to generate customers, as well as Mark Altman, who's a speaker and consultant. We're going to talk about this whole idea of servant leadership, how to, I don't know what it is, but we'll find out together. I'm sure it's pretty cool, but how to become a servant leader and grow your business more. Here on Business Nation Radio, we are the program all about teaching business owners how to make more money so that you can go home earlier to spend more time with your family. We got that and a profitable business truth coming up on today's program. I want you to stay tuned. It's a great show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I've got competitors. I've got to compete and win for your attention after this.
Hi, this is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Profits Radio. I grew up in business in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing. At that time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. In the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically. That's why I co-authored the book with Bob Rickneris about internet marketing. It's titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate money for me. I'm not a web programmer. I have a web guy who does all the techie work. That's what we want to teach you in my book, The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet, how you can create a website, understand what you need to know to prepare the information for a web designer, evaluate what he or she creates, and then give him instructions on how to finalize it for the web. For information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar tour of several websites, preview chapters, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. That's internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested lots of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions are buying things. There isn't any reason why they can't be buying from you. To get the details of creating a website to get them to buy from you, visit internetinformationmarketing.com.
As business owners, we have to figure out how to generate new customers, and we have to lead our business in the most efficient way possible. Here on Business Nation Radio, we are about teaching you exactly those strategies. Hi, I'm Robert Scrobe, your host for Business Nation Radio, and today we have a terrific program coming up. I know you're going to love it. We have a guest, Chris Brogan. He is a 10-year veteran of using social media with both websites and mobile technologies, and we're going to talk about how you can generate new customers using social media. Also, my guest on today's program is Mark Altman. He's a speaker, consultant on leadership, management issues, and he is an expert on servant leadership, having worked with Robert Greenleaf as well as Stephen Covey. Stephen Covey, of course, is a famous author and owner of Franklin Covey Companies, as well as author of several books, including Seven Habits books. I forget what the whole title is. You probably know it better than I do. But it's Seven Habits of Successful People or something like that. It's a great book. I'm sure you should check it out. But today you'll have Mark Altman on the program talking all about servant leadership. Now, one of the thoughts that I've had is here on Business Nation Radio, we go through a lot of tips and strategies, and I talk with some of the best authors and publishers and people with a lot of insights in business, and we're going to talk about social media. We're going to talk about servant leadership on today's program, and on lots of other programs, we discuss many detailed strategies for you to use. And one of the things that I want you to understand is, this is all about finding your management style and all about finding your customer generation system. Now, in business, what you really need two things, and that's what today's program is about. One, you need a consistent way of generating new customers, because that's where all the money is in your business. And two, you need a great process for getting work done, a systemized process that gets the work done so that you don't have to do it on a day-to-day basis. Those are the two keys. And, you know, we talk about lots of details about what different people do in order to create those. Don't think that you've got to go out and generate all of those exact things yourself. Don't feel like you've got to go, oh man, now it's servant leadership. I got to go and do servant leadership. And next week we're going to talk about ruthless leadership. And now I got to do ruthless leadership. No, it's not about that at all. It's about thinking about other people's strategies, learning from what they do, and incorporating a tip or two into your own style. And I want to have you on Business Nation Radio talking about how you manage your people and about the things that you do to generate customers. And it doesn't have to be a copycat of either Mark Altman with servant leadership, and it doesn't have, you don't have to copycat everything that Chris Brogan does and social media, but instead you should create things for you. What is it that's your style for generating new customers? How is it that you are going to create systems to systemize your business so that you can move out of the doing of your work and into the marketing of your work? Because you know what? All the money is in selling your product or service. That's where all the profits are. And if you're good at generating customers and you're good at efficiently getting work done so that you can delegate work rather than having to do it yourself, That's how you unlock the profits. Now, there's a third piece of that, which is making money from the work of others, real leverage by being able to do the work once and get paid many times. But that's what these systems are all about, is doing the work to create your system, your process for generating customers, and getting paid from that process many times because it automatically generates the customers for you. I often think about businesses that have a long sales cycle where they've got to spend hours. I talked to a friend of mine last week. He lost a government contract because they didn't get the funding. He spent $30,000 worth of actual out-of-pocket money, as well as hundreds of hours of time creating bid packages and attorney's fees and such to bid on these government contracts. And then when it came time, he won the contracts, got the agreements signed, inked, ready to go, and then they didn't allocate the money, the funding for him, and so the contracts went away. And I think about these businesses that depend on these large upfront processes to generate customers, and I go, oh my goodness, what a terrible business. You have to spend all this money before you even get the opportunity to get the client. And then you got to try to make a margin on that business. So one, you can make back the money you spent before you ever got the client. And two, you can make a profit in actually doing it. But instead, focus on the business opportunities that you have where you can do the work once, where you can create a marketing system to generate customers, and you can generate a process to get the work done. Today's Business Nation Radio is all about those two. My guest, Chris Brogan, talking all about social media. Mark Altman is about leadership. That and more coming up on Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe. I'll be right back after this brief message. Just a couple of years ago, I discovered how to triple my fees, and my customers were never happier. But then I discovered an ugly truth. As long as my income depended on my labor, I was going to be stuck forever. Didn't matter how much I charged, it wasn't enough, because if I took a vacation, my income stopped. If I got sick, my business was closed. I was on a grind treadmill with no way off. But then I figured out a system that allows you to work once and get paid many times for your labors. And I actually recorded a special video that shows you how several people packaged what they know into information products so that they could do the labor once and get paid many times. There's a special website set up with this video. It's at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. At that video, I show you several ways that you can create your own products, how you could package them, and make them available for sale. This allows you to take what you know and make it available so that people can buy it and consume it without you having to spend your time and labor. You can create the product once and sell it many times. The margins are great because you're selling paper and ink and CDs. Or even better, you're selling downloadable ebooks over the internet. You know what the markup is for a downloadable ebook? Well, I tell you, it's all profit. And I can tell you how you can create an all-profit business. And I set up a special video at guruquick.com. That's GURUQUICK.com. Check it out so you could break the chains of time and money. And so you could do the work once and get paid many times. The website again is guruquick.com. Check it out today. When your customers are being barraged with marketing advertisements from every assorted customer, Budweiser, PayPal, Amazon, goodness knows, Geico, all of these companies are barraging your customers with marketing messages. How are you supposed to stand out and get attention when you've got all of these other competitors, not just within your business, but also outside of your business, competing for the attention of your customer? Well, let me tell you, it is through the book Outrageous Advertising, Marketing That Is Outrageously Successful by my friend Bill Glazer. He authored this book after reviewing thousands of marketing pieces, taking the things that he was successful with, getting customer attention in his retail business, as well as others. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. Outrageous Advertising That's Outrageously Successful by Bill Glaser. Pick it up today. There is a whole boom out there about social media. People are talking about, oh my goodness, there's Twitter and there's Facebook. How do I find customers using social media? It's a huge hit, or is it? Well, we're going to talk about social media today. We had booked a guest that was an expert in this, Chris Brogren, and unfortunately, Chris wasn't able to join us today here on Business Nation Radio. And, you know, things happen, and we'll work to get Chris back on the program very shortly. But I want to talk about social media because there's a lot of misconceptions out there, and a lot of folks are thinking that this might be the magic pill, the secret weapon to generate customers when nothing else will work. You know what? What I've found is social media, you know, can be effective, especially for small businesses, but it's very intimidating when you begin. You know, social media, when you look at it, is really nothing different than a chamber fundraiser, a chamber event. You know, you go to those evening after hours events. That's what they call it here in my city when the chamber has the after hours social receptions. And you go there and you walk around, and the first thing you do when you walk in the door is look for somebody you know. And maybe you even bring somebody you know, but certainly the first thing you do is look around the room and try to find somebody, anybody that you know, and you find that familiar face. Once you find that familiar face, you walk all the way through everybody else that's there and go up and say hi and shake the hand of the person. You know, let's say he's Jim. Hey, Jim, it's great to see you. It's been a long time. How's business? How's everything? How's your family, Jim? Your family doing well? Well, good. Well, you introduce yourself to Jim, and during the course of the conversation with Jim, Sally walks up to Jim because, you know, you don't know Sally, but Sally knows Jim. And so Jim introduces you to Sally, and you find out what Sally does. And as it turns out, you might have a client for Sally. And so you tell, you know what, Sally, we need to get together because I think I've got somebody who might be perfect to speak with you. And so during that course, you know, then maybe Sally has a customer for you, or Sally knows somebody who's got a customer for you. That is how networking has been done for years. And you know what? Social networking is the same thing. It's really no different. It's simply people getting to know each other, but it happens online. And you can do it in your jammies sitting on your couch while you're watching the television, or you can do it at your desk at work. But it's the same as networking. Now, the same rules apply to social networking on the web as do networking out in the chamber events. So if you're out there at the chamber event and all you're doing is looking for your old high school buddies or your old girlfriends or your old boyfriends, and you're trying to find them at the chamber event, and you're trying to talk to them and find out what they've been doing, or you want to see what they look like, well, you're not going to get a lot of work done. So if all you're doing on social media is trying to find your old friends and look at their photos and see what they look like now after all these years, then you're not going to get customers that way. No, instead, you need to be participating in forums. There's little forums about businesses. No matter what you do, there are groups already out there. Or if there aren't groups for one reason or another, why don't you start one? And we'll talk a little more about detailed strategies in just a moment. But, you know, it's all in how you use it. And by being diligent and using it in a business way, you can find a lot of customers on social media, especially if you're in a small business. Now, a lot of people tell me, well, you know, there's not just not that many people in my city that are using Facebook or using LinkedIn or using Twitter. And so they're not, you know, there's just really not that many customers for me. You know, certainly if I was marketing nationwide, I could see how it would work. But, you know, in my business, there's just not that many people using it. And that may well be true. And it may well be that social media isn't the best media for you to be using. It may be that it's just not a great method for you to reach your target customer. However, you'll find that even in places where there aren't a lot of customers, the customers that are using it seem to be thought leaders. They seem to be real decision makers and leaders within the community. And if they're out there having a very active media presence with social media, very often they have a very active presence out in the community at fundraising events. And so getting to know them and getting in front of them might be as valuable as getting to know 10 customers. You know, the person who can, you know, you find that there are certain customers that can refer you 20 people, and there are other customers that really don't know anybody to refer. They either don't know or they're just unwilling to give you referrals. And through that social media, it's a great way to find those movers and shakers and folks within the community that really are in a position to refer you new customers. And so what is it that you should do using social media? How is it that you should use it? And my goodness, how much time should you be investing in this thing? I mean, after all, you could spend hours doing it. Well, in my next segment, I'll talk a little bit more about that. And we'll talk about actual strategies you can use to use social media. We'll talk about the things that that real pros do when they're using it, and the little secrets that that you may not realize are really the truth behind what people want to see and hear when you're using social media. But in the meantime, go ahead and check it out. But you know, you really need to think through these things. Now, Facebook is the most common social media platform. There are more people using it than any other right now. The big name Twitter is certainly very popular and growing, but it has nowhere near the same size as Facebook does. And also LinkedIn is a very good one, especially for corporate clients. So if you're trying to do business to business to big corporations, LinkedIn might be good. But coming up in my next segment, we'll give you some specific advice on how you can use social media to generate customers after this. Just a couple of years ago, I discovered how to triple my fees, and my customers were never happier. But then I discovered an ugly truth. As long as my income depended on my labor, I was going to be stuck forever. Didn't matter how much I charged, it wasn't enough, because if I took a vacation, my income stopped. If I got sick, my business was closed. I was on a grind treadmill with no way off. But then I figured it out. I figured out a system that allows you to work once and get paid many times for your labors. And I actually recorded a special video that shows you how several people packaged what they know into information products so that they could do the labor once and get paid many times. There's a special website set up with this video. It's at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. At that video, I show you several ways that you can create your own products, how you could package them and make them available for sale. This allows you to take what you know and make it available so that people can buy it and consume it without you having to spend your time and labor. You can create the product once and sell it many times. The margins are great because you're selling paper and ink and CDs. Or even better, you're selling downloadable ebooks over the internet. You know what the markup is for a downloadable ebook? Well, I tell you, it's all profit. And I can tell you how you can create an all-profit business. And I set up a special video at guruquick.com. That's GuruQuick.com. Check it out so you could break the chains of time and money. And so you could do the work once and get paid many times. The website again is guruquick.com. Check it out today. So many business books and management books talk about win-win and things that really sound great to university professors that just don't seem to work in real life. That's why Dan Kennedy wrote the book, The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits, the ultimate no-holds-barred, kick-butt, take-no-prisoners guide to really Getting Rich. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. It's by Dan Kennedy, where he reveals the insights of why so many business owners get run over by their employees, they get ripped off by their vendors, and they get shysted by their customers. And the insights in this book are extremely revealing because Dan doesn't lie. He's not sugarcoating the truth, but instead he's giving you the real facts of how businesses really operate. The No BS Ruthless Management of People and Profits by Dan Kennedy, available Amazon.com, BN.com, and bookstores everywhere. All right, Robert, all right. We're convinced social media is the way to go. Well, here on Business Nation Radio, as your host, Robert Scrobe, we're going to go through some of the strategies that you can use to make social media work for your business. Real ways that you can generate new customers, real ways that you can generate clients using social media. Now, let's just use Facebook, for example. You can go to Facebook.com, and if you don't already have an account, you can create one, but I'll spell it for you. It's FACEBOOK.com. And this right now is the most popular social media platform. You go create an account, put up some information about yourself. Now, some of the things that you should put out. Now, if you're approaching this as a business strategy, a lot of business owners put things about their business on there, or they even think that they should use their business name as their social media name. No, don't do that. It's seen as amateur and silly. Instead, put your name. This is about people connecting people to each other. And you wouldn't go to the chamber event and say, "Hi, my name is Business Nation Radio." No, instead you say, "Hi, my name is Robert Scrobe and I'm with Business Nation Radio." Or you just say, "Hey, I'm Robert Scrobe and I host a radio show." So that's the kind of thing that you do. And so that's what you should be doing on social media. And when you create an account, you don't create it all about your business. No, you create it about you. What are your favorite movies? What are your favorite books? What are your interests? What are the hobbies that you do? What's your family? And one secret, when you're posting photos, post photos with your face in them. And, it's so easy. I don't like being in front of the camera. I don't like being in pictures. But what do people want to see when they go to your social media site? Or on Facebook, they want to see pictures of you. They don't, the mountains might be pretty, or the river might be pretty, or the photo of something that you took a picture of might be interesting. But what they really want to see is you in front of the mountains, you in the book and the book and the boat, you in front of the interesting thing, you with your family, you with your friends. That's what they want to see on Facebook.com. So that's the type of photo that you should post when you are marketing for customers on social media sites like Facebook.com. Now, other profile things. Now, what kind of things that you should post? You'll find very quickly that there's these things called status updates where you can post information. It prompts you, Facebook prompts you, what are you thinking about, or what are you doing? And like in mine, it's say, Robert is. And I'm supposed to fill that in with what I'm doing or what I'm thinking about. Well, I found that a lot of business owners, one of the amateur things when business owners start out trying to use social media for business is they talk about what they're interested in. So for like a pest control company, they might talk about termites. Have you checked for termites? Or have you? Now, that's not interesting. What might be interesting is posting an article about somebody who had termite damage. So if you find an article out there where some house got, some famous landmark had termite damage, that might be interesting to post. Or a video showing termite damage, again, maybe, but that should be very minimal. But instead, what you should post are things about you and your family. What are you doing? What kind of football teams are you really into? Do you like the NFL? Are you into NHL, into hockey, into baseball? Do you follow the playoffs in baseball? Those are the types of things that you should post because that's what people want to think about in a social atmosphere. Now, the whole idea of social media is to get to know people, to have people introduce you to others. And when they go and comment on your site, all of their friends automatically are introduced to you. Or if somebody likes a video that you've posted and then they repost it, then all of their friends are introduced to you and you might get invitations to become their friends. That's how you grow in social media, is by putting things up there, that posting comments, posting videos, posting information that people want to readily forward. And if all you do is talk about your business, they're not going to want to forward that. You know, because here on Business Nation Radio, as your host, Robert Scrobe, I want to bring you things that are really going to help you grow your business. And if you go on these social media sites and all you do is you post things about your business, nobody's going to post. Nobody's going to follow that. Nobody's going to pay any attention to that. In fact, maybe they'll just hide you so they don't even see you anymore. And none of the posts that you have will show up. So instead, talk about your life. Now, don't get too personal. There are people that talk about very intimate things in their lives, or they talk about things constantly. You know, like every 10 minutes, they're like, you know, I went to Starbucks and the barista scowled at me. Those aren't the types of things. You don't want to look petty. You want to look like you're adventurous, like you're having fun. Talk about your vacations. Talk about exciting things that you did over the weekend. Talk about how excited you are about the football game coming up. Or I remember last year, one of the things that I got was I was so excited about the possibility of maybe Tina Fey coming back on Saturday Night Live to play Sarah Palin. Now, I like Sarah Palin, but the fact is I knew if Tina Fey did an impression, it was going to be funny. And you know what? It was. And that was something that created a big conversation, a lot of buzz. And so I commented about it. Those are the types of things that you want to comment on social media, because those are the types of things that are going to get you noticed, that are going to get you new customers, that are going to get you out there in social media. So check it out. Build a Facebook presence if you don't have one. Comment on people's pages about interesting information and talk about your life, because those are the types of things that will get you customers on social media. Coming up on Business Nation Radio, my guest is Mark Altman, and we're going to talk about servant leadership and how you can use it to lead your business, how you can get your employees to accomplish more, and how you can make more money. That's what we're here about on Business Nation Radio. My guest up next, Mark Altman with Servant Leadership, after this message.
Hi, this is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Profits Radio. I grew up in business in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing. At that time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. In the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically. That's why I co-authored the book with Bob Rickneris about internet marketing. It's titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate money for me. I'm not a web programmer. I have a web guy who does all the techie work. That's what we want to teach you in my book, The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet, how you can create a website, understand what you need to know to prepare the information for a web designer, evaluate what he or she creates, and then give him instructions on how to finalize it for the web. For information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar tour of several websites, preview chapters, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. That's internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested lots of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web and millions are buying things. There isn't any reason why they can't be buying from you. To get the details of creating a website to get them to buy from you, visit internetinformationmarketing.com.
The one book that I recommend above all others is Robert Cialdini's Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. In this book, Dr. Caldini reviews several different ways that you can influence the behavior of other people. Can you imagine reaching out and getting somebody to do something because they want to do it? And it's all in this book. This book is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com, really booksellers everywhere. It's called Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, and it's all about getting people to do what you want them to by convincing them that it's something that they've wanted to do all the time. It's pure magic. And Robert breaks down each of the methods of influence, the ways that you can do it, and also he tells a lot of great stories to make it easy to understand. Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. Go out to a bookstore near you or Amazon.com and get it today. Coming up with an effective leadership strategy is very challenging because you always feel inadequate. It never seems like enough. Well, I'm Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio, and my guest today is Mark Altman. He's a speaker and consultant on leadership, and he is going to be discussing today a concept called servant leadership. Well, Mark, welcome to Business Nation Radio.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
All right. Now, what exactly is servant leadership? What's that all about?
Servant leadership at its core is just as it sounds, that the leader first has this desire to serve others, mm-hmm. and then from that, they realize that they have the talents and the desire to be a leader, and then therefore they exercise those talents and desires.
So what do you mean by serve?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What do you mean by serve? What exactly is that? You know, what do you mean? How does the business owner serve others? Are they serving their employees, or who are they serving?
Sure. Well, they'd be serving their employees. They're serving their customers. Presumably, they're also serving their family. They're serving in their church organization or civic organization. So it really is this idea. Let me put it in a business perspective. Let's say that you make widgets at your company.
All right.
And so your employee needs you to provide certain things, correct? Like the raw materials, the mm-hmm. tools to make the widget, the ability to market the widget, deliver the widget. And so the leader serves the employee by providing the things necessary to make the widget. And also the time, the emotional support, the patting on the back and say, hey, you did a great job, or information to allow the employee to know, hey, we need 5,000 more widgets this week than we did last because of sales orders or whatever it is.
But, Mark, aren't the employees supposed to provide a lot of that? I mean, you hire them in order to sell the product. Aren't they supposed to be providing the way to sell it? Or you hire them because they're skilled at delivering. You know, if you hire an accountant, you hire them. You know, so how could you serve them? Aren't they supposed to be serving you?
Well, no, again, I mean, sure, they are in some measure serving you, but at the same time, for example, for the accountant, you are serving them by providing a computer and a place to work. And again, the emotional and physical things that one needs to be an accountant.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, how is this any different than other? I mean, you were talking a little bit about what the theory is behind this. What's the theory, and maybe it'll help folks understand it better?
Sure. Let me give you a bit of background on where the theory came from.
Okay.
There was a gentleman by the name of Robert Greenleaf, and he was an AT&T vice president in charge of training all the managers of AT&T back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1954, he read a book by Hermann Hesse called Journey to the East. And from that book, Robert Greenleaf began to develop this idea as the leader, as a servant, to the people that they are leading.
Okay.
So,
but go ahead. What is that idea? I mean, when it gets down to it, we really on Business Nation Radio want to give people the insight they need to become more productive. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe. My guest today is Mark Altman. We're talking about servant leadership. Now, Mark, how does this help? What do you do differently in order to get your employees more productive and generate more widgets, as it were?
Sure. Well, it's a long-term process in the sense that although you may see fairly quick results, but it also is more of a way of thinking. To provide an example, would be the leader in servant leadership. The leader is always thinking of the other first. For example, how can I better help my employees to do their job, whether it's training or, again, some kind of physical or emotional support that they need to be able to do their job, and then a clear vision statement to know what that job is. And then, in some measure, we back out of the way and allow them to utilize the expertise, as you pointed out earlier, to utilize the expertise we hired them for to actually do the job for us that we've hired them to do.
What I see so many business owners, and it was something that really held me back for a long time, is when I would give somebody, give an employee a project, and for whatever reason it would come back and, you know, time had passed, it was long past the deadline and it wasn't done, or it was done completely wrong. You know, my strategy at the time was I always blamed the employee and always got frustrated at them. And instead, I really started getting a big breakthrough when I figured out that the problem probably wasn't them. It was probably in the way I either gave it to the wrong person or I delegated it at the wrong time without providing enough time or explanation on how to get it done. Is that kind of what you're saying servant leadership is?
Sure, that's certainly a big part of it, right, is this idea that one can have a dialogue back and forth with the employee. So when you handed them the project, they felt comfortable enough to ask questions to make sure they understood fully. And they felt comfortable enough to say, Robert, you've given me three other projects, and they're all consuming my time. Which of them is the primary project, and when do you need them done by so I can satisfy you, right?
Mark, the only
but if they don't feel comfortable, they're not going to ask those questions, and then you lead to being frustrated.
All right. Well, if you want more information about servant leadership, you can check out Mark's website at leadright.net. That's leadright.net. And Mark, I want to talk a little bit more about some more strategies of how you can get your employees more comfortable, how you can generate those real big breakthroughs. Can you stay past the break for just a minute?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
All right, so we're going to go through a lot more details on how you can apply Mark Altman's servant leadership style into your own business and increase your productivity right after this brief message. The one book that I recommend above all others is Robert Cialdini's Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. In this book, Dr. Cialdini reviews several different ways that you can influence the behavior of other people. Can you imagine reaching out and getting somebody to do something because they want to do it? And it's all in this book. This book is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com, really booksellers everywhere. It's called Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, and it's all about getting people to do what you want them to by convincing them that it's something that they've wanted to do all the time. It's pure magic. And Robert breaks down each of the methods of influence, the ways that you can do it, and also he tells a lot of great stories to make it easy to understand. Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. Go out to a bookstore near you or Amazon.com and get it today. So many business books and management books talk about win-win and things that really sound great to university professors that just don't seem to work in real life. That's why Dan Kennedy wrote the book, The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits, The Ultimate No Holds Barred, Kick Butt, Take No Prisoners Guide to Really Getting Rich. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. It's by Dan Kennedy, where he reveals the insights of why so many business owners get run over by their employees. They get ripped off by their vendors, and they get shysted by their customers. And the insights in this book are extremely revealing because Dan doesn't lie. He's not sugarcoating the truth, but instead he's giving you the real facts of how businesses really operate. The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits by Dan Kennedy, available Amazon.com, BN.com, and bookstores everywhere. When your customers are being barraged with marketing advertisements from every assorted customer, Budweiser, PayPal, Amazon, goodness knows, Geico. All of these companies are barraging your customers with marketing messages. How are you supposed to stand out and get attention when you've got all of these other competitors, not just within your business, but also outside of your business, competing for the attention of your customer? Well, let me tell you, it is through the book, Outrageous Advertising, Marketing That Is Outrageously Successful by my friend, Bill Glazer. He authored this book after reviewing thousands of marketing pieces, taking the things that he was successful with, getting customer attention in his retail business, as well as others. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. Outrageous Advertising That's Outrageously Successful by Bill Glazer. Pick it up today. Whenever you're leading people, there's always a challenge of how to balance order, structure, and accountability with showing the employees that you really care about them as people. And that's what servant leadership is all about. My guest today is Mark Altman here on Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Sprobe, and we're talking today about how you can increase the productivity of your team and the profitability of your business through servant leadership. My guest, Mark Altman, is a speaker and consultant on leadership and management issues and was the first to attempt to establish a link between filial love and leadership, a major update of leadership theory. Welcome, Mark, back to Business Nation Radio.
Thanks. I'm glad to be back.
Now, if you have any more questions about this servant leadership or want more information about Mark, check out his website. His website is at www.leadright.net. That's LEADRIGHT.net. Now, Mark, you know, we were talking before about servant leadership. You know, what are some examples of servant leadership that folks may recognize so that they can really see the difference in servant leadership versus what the real problems are out there?
Sure. There are a number of examples of servant leadership, even right now in business today. There's a candy company up in the Midwest, Lake Forest Confections, I believe it is, and the gentleman up there provides a real example of servant leadership to his employees. He has trained them even to take over for him when he retires one day. It's an employee, it's become an employee-owned company, and he's taught them how then to run their own confection company once he's gone. And there was a gentleman, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And Mark, I don't know your political beliefs, but do you know if, what do you think of Barack Obama? Is he exemplifying the servant leadership, or is he not?
Well, certainly, there would be an argument to be made there. Political leadership is a bit different in that when we use the word leadership, especially in regard to politics, very often what people are really talking about is power wielding.
Okay.
Power wielding and leadership are two different things, and so it's a bit of a technical stretch then to say that. I mean, there have been very few politicians who have been able to achieve the goal of servant leadership, I would think.
Well, do you have an example off the top of your head?
Of a politician who did it? Probably Abraham Lincoln would be close, although historians would certainly argue he was also a power wielder. But that's someone who comes to mind. George Washington comes to mind, certainly.
So
really the greats, if you're on Mount Rushmore, then it's probably a pretty good bet that you were a servant leader as a politician. But outside of that.
Sounds good. Well, my guest today is Mark Altman, a speaker and consultant on leadership and management issues. His website is leadright.net. And we're talking about servant leadership, how you can generate more productivity and generate more profit by adopting the servant leadership style within your business here on Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Sprobe. Now, Mark, what does a business leader need to do in order to adopt the servant leadership style? What are the steps to go from where they are to becoming a servant leader?
Sure. Well, the first thing they have to do is to truly care about and have a compassion for their employees. That's the first thing. There's an old saying that says, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care.
How do you show that? How do you demonstrate that?
Well, I mean, I think certainly at the most practical end, paying a fair wage, being able to provide the financial reward commensurate with the position and the place in the company.
But is that really relevant? Because when most people leave work, don't they say it's because they don't feel like they get recognized? Is pay really one of the major factors there?
Well, no, that's certainly true, you're right. My point was going to be that there is a very practical right. Most of us go to work because we need to earn money and to live our lives and whatnot in modern society. So that's from a very practical end. But you are absolutely correct. This even a smile and a pat on the back and saying, "Tom, you did a great job today." Not it being fake, certainly, but in that way, when one has to make correction, it's much easier to take because wow, Steve really cares about me. He's trying to grow me as an employee. And so I take the constructive criticism much better.
Yeah, one of the things that I do a lot of is, I try to recognize employees for doing great things and even not only getting the work done, but especially when they reach up and do something that was a little unexpected and particularly good. I try to always make a point and compliment them for, hey, thank you for, and I try to be as specific as possible. You went above and beyond here. I want to tell you how much I really appreciate that. That was a great job. And does that help me become a servant leader?
Sure. Things like a simple printed on the computer certificate of appreciation when someone's done a great job. I mean, to be totally Machiavellian about it, it's what, 50 cents. It's a 5-cent sheet of paper
we're about
30 cents worth of ink, or whatever it is, right?
Whatever works, that's for sure. Well, check out Mark's website at leadright.net. That is leadright.net to get some more information about servant leadership. Mark, thank you so much for being my guest today on Business Nation Radio.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much for having me.
We'll be right back with your profitable business truth, which is the secret of success in business.
Hi, this is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Profits Radio. I grew up in business in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing. At that time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. In the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically. That's why I co-authored the book with Bob Rickneris about internet marketing. It's titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate money for me. I'm not a web programmer. I have a web guy who does all the techie work. That's what we want to teach you in my book, The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. How you can create a website, understand what you need to know to prepare the information for a web designer, evaluate what he or she creates, and then give him instructions on how to finalize it for the web. For information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar tour of several websites, preview chapters, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. That's internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested lots of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions are buying things. There isn't any reason why they can't be buying from you. To get the details of creating a website to get them to buy from you, visit internetinformationmarketing.com.
Throughout my years in business, I have identified 16 essential truths business owners must follow to break free and build a lifestyle that gives them income, wealth, and the freedom to enjoy it. I'm Robert Scrobe, and as your host of Business Nation Radio, I bring you one of these business truths each week. You know, this December, I had a huge launch where I created a brand new product, and you know what? It took me at least a year. You know what? It took me 18 months to get this product created because I created it as a seminar. So I marketed the seminar for 9 months, had the seminar where I took 4 days away from my family. I spent, I don't know, maybe $30,000 in audio and video in order to create this training program. Then it took me about $5,000 to edit the training program. And then I spent probably another $35,000 in order to create a product launch that would help me build this brand new business. And the idea was I would sell this product. It was about $1,500 for a set of videos and a big, thick, probably 5-inch manual. And I was going to sell that product for $1,500. And you know what? All I needed to sell was about 50 of them, maybe 20, actually more like 30 of them, and I would get all my money back. And then if I sold maybe another 100 and got it up to 130, I would be able to make $150,000. Can you imagine putting $150,000 in your pocket in 1 month from one product? Well, you know what? I was all ready for it. This was my opportunity. I had been working towards this 18 months. I launched this product. I had all these customers that were ready to buy, that really were eager and excited about my product, and I sold 9 of them. Yes, 9. I lost my shirt and my pants and my socks and shoes on this effort, and it is humiliating. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how disappointed I was to have put all that work, all that effort in this thing, and to have completely failed. And you know, so here I am for weeks telling my kids, "Oh yeah, I'm working on this product. Shh, you got to be quiet. Daddy's working on this. I got to work evenings. I got to work weekends. I got to get this." Shh. You know, tell my wife, "Oh man, this is going to be so good. We're going to launch this product. We're going to make this money, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good." And you know what? It failed. I had to go back to my family and say, "You know what? Yeah, I gave it my best, but I came up short." And, you know, my employees at work, yeah, well, you know, I had gotten them all ready for the calls. Get ready for the calls. Here's scripts. People are going to be calling. People are calling. There'll be lots of buyers. We need to do lots of customer support. No, not so much. And in the months since, of the 9 people that bought, 5 of them have asked for refunds. Yes, 5 of them. So I didn't even get to keep the customers I made. I got to tell you, I've learned a lot from that whole endeavor, and certainly it's been a process. But I want to tell you that failure is an essential part of business. By running that and doing that product launch, and it has told me that a whole business that I had running isn't worth running anymore. And I was spending about 20, 30 hours a month trying to get this business to work for the last 3 years. And what it told me was, you know what? That whole business effort, that whole idea, that whole market that you've been coming up with, even though you've invested all this time and energy, you've got to let it go and move on to something, the next big opportunity. And I see so many business owners who are afraid to fail. They don't want to fail. They want to make sure it's right. But I got to tell you, that is how you learn. In business, you learn by trying and failing. That's where the breakthroughs come from. You're not going to find the breakthroughs in books. You're not going to find the breakthroughs in seminars. The breakthroughs are going to come from trying and failing. That's how you succeed in business. So get out there and try it. Don't be afraid. Do it. That's how you learn. That's how you grow. And that's where the profits are. Because I can tell you, I have found profits in many other things that I've done. It isn't in the failures, but it's through the failures that I identify the profits. We're going to identify the next guest for next week on Business Nation Radio. It's George Coulter. He is the author of the book, Profits Aren't Everything. They're the only thing. This is the guy who suggests you quit golf, ignore your family to build your business. He's a turnaround specialist, and just maybe he'll help you turn around your business next week on Business Nation Radio. Until then, I'm your host, Robert Scrobe, and we're going to let Jimmy Buffett take us out of here today here on our Business Nation Radio. Until next week, I'll be back with George Coulter. Build your business and grow.